Dellingpole, What Color Poppy for Sack Care Home Workers? By James Dellingpole on November 12, 2021. On Armistice Day, 58,000 of the UK care home workers who have been lovingly tending our old folk throughout the pandemic have been booted out of their jobs. Their crime? Refusing to get the vaccine shots, which Health Secretary Sajid Javid now insists must be compulsory for all care home workers. According to the Daily Mail, in a story headlined Care Home Chaos Commences as 60,000 staff are sacked overnight, there are parts of England where 1 in 5 care home workers have not been fully vaccinated. These include Manchester and the part of the country where I live, West Northamptonshire. Judging by some of the comments on social media, Britain, like so many other countries, is deeply, viciously divided on the issue. There are those who believe that the jab refuseniks are selfish and uncaring and thoroughly deserve to be sacked. And those who believe that the jab refuseniks are heroes, defending the principle of bodily autonomy in the teeth of outrageous government blackmail. It really doesn't matter what side of the argument you're on. I believe that if the government were acting in good faith, it's one that could very easily be resolved by giving care homes and consumers freedom of choice on the issue. Some care homes, understandably panicked by the government's relentless COVID scaremongering, would certainly opt to employ double-jabbed staff only. Others, however, might decide that there were more important issues to prioritize. They might decide, for example, that the long experience and moral courage of those sacked workers are exactly the kind of qualities they would want in their staff. Then the old folk and their families could decide where they felt they would be most comfortable and happy. In the last few years, I've spent quite a bit of time inside residential care homes for the elderly. First when my 100-year-old grandmother was still around, more recently with my late father-in-law. When you consign your loved ones to these places, what you want, above all, is for them to be comfortable and happy. I'd personally place these way higher on my priority list than slavish observance of government health and safety diktats. And I suspect that the residents feel the same way. They're perfectly comfortable with the idea of dying. Care homes, after all, are known as God's waiting room. But until they do so, they'd rather be among people that treat them like human beings rather than liabilities. This is what is so especially cruel and vindictive about the government's double vaccine policy. Many, if not most, of those 58,000 sacked workers will be precisely the kind of decent, committed sorts that you'd want looking after your elderly. The inexperienced, but double-jabbed, folk who replace them may not nearly be so good. I'm stating the obvious here, but it can't be said often enough. If the Boris Johnson regime really cared about the well-being of elderly people, it would have rescinded this stupid and cruel policy. But the Boris Johnson regime doesn't care about the well-being of elderly people in care homes. Boris Johnson doesn't. Sajid Javid doesn't. And Javid's predecessor, Matt Hancock, definitely doesn't. None of them does. That's why they're not interested in finding a solution to the problem. Because the problem is one they themselves deliberately created for a specific purpose, blackmail. The whole purpose of this exercise is to bully and cajole desperate workers with few transferable skills to get jabbed, not because they want to, but purely to save their livelihoods. In Telegraph, a piece titled "This Feckless Tory Government Has Charted a Course to Failure," columnist Alistair Heath splutters bemusedly, "What is wrong with conservative governments? Why do they always end up disappointing their most ardent supporters?" The answer is first that they are not remotely conservative in ideology, and second that they couldn't be even if they wanted to be. From Australia and New Zealand to Canada and the US, from Germany to the UK, the campaign to get everyone vaccinated by hook or by crook is continuing apace. This notion prevalent in the conservative MSM, that with just a few more trenchant leaders and op-ed pieces by right-wingers we can turn the oil tank around and steer the government on a course for real conservatism again, is delusional fantasy. Of course, the obvious, no-brainer conservative thing to do would be to give care homes and care home workers freedom of choice. But the left-slash-right paradigm is a chimera, and probably always was. The globalist, biosecurity state, central bank digital currency control freaks are in charge now. And the very last thing these Malthusian mass murderers care about is the well-being of your granny.